Ah, this is better. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Giri Varada Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari.
Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivajika Chaya Hasto Tarasata Shishimad His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada Ki. Yeah. Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrindiki, Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki, Nitai Gora Premanandi. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, The Science of God, Chapter 15. Instructions for Civilized Human Beings, text number 24. Is that right? 24? Yeah. Kripaya. Hang on. Kripaya putajam dukkam. Daivam jayat samadina. Atmajam yogar virjena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukham. Daivam jayat samadina. Atmajam yoga viryena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukham. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga viryena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukkham. Daivam jahyat samadhina. Atma yoga. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukkham. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga viryena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukkham. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga niryena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Ladies. Kripaya bhutajam dukkham. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga viyena. Nidram sattva chajaya. Kripaya bhutajam dukkam. Daivam jayat samadhina. Atmajam yoga viyena. Nidram sattva nishivaya. Kripaya. By being merciful to all other living entities. Bhutajam. Because of other living entities. Dukkham, suffering. Daivam, sufferings imposed by providence. Chayat, one should give up. Samadina, by trance or meditation. Atmajam, sufferings due to the body and mind. Yoga Virjena, by practicing. Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and so forth. Nidram, sleeping. Satvanishivaya, by developing Brahminical qualifications or the mode of goodness. By good behavior and freedom from envy. I'm going to read this. By good behavior and freedom from envy, one should counteract sufferings due to other living entities. By meditation in trance, one should counteract sufferings due to providence. And by practicing Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and so forth, one should counteract sufferings due to the body and mind. Similarly, by developing the mode of goodness, especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep. Purport. By practice, one should avoid eating in such a way that other living entities will be disturbed and suffer. Since I suffer when pinched or killed by others, I should not attempt to pinch or kill any other living entity. People do not know that because of killing innocent animals, they themselves will have to suffer severe reactions from material nature. Any country where people indulge in unnecessary killing of animals will have to suffer from wars and pestilence imposed by material nature. Comparing one's own suffering to the suffering of others, therefore, one should be kind to all living entities. One cannot avoid the sufferings inflicted by providence, and therefore, when suffering comes, one should fully absorb oneself in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. One can avoid sufferings from the body and mind by practicing mystic Hatha Yoga. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Gnanjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmaye Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kada Mahayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinatarinam. Okay.
So,
these are instructions for civilized human beings, right? This chapter, instructions for civilized human beings, and who are the civilized human beings, do you think?
Aryans.
What?
Aryans.
Ooh, whoa. Is that controversial or not? We are the Aryans. How good are we? Yeah. The word Aryan carries with it a lot of baggage. But it's true. Yes, Srila Prabhupada does say the Aryans are progressive. Right? Unfortunately, the notion of Aryan was misused at one point. And basically gave rise to a philosophy that was very much the opposite of what is suggested here, right? That one should act for the benefit of everybody. Kripaya. What is it? Kripaya Bhutajam. Be merciful to all living entities. Yep, okay. So what's another name for Aryan?
Self-realized.
Yeah, good. Yep, that's good. Mahatma. Yeah.
Mind of goodness.
Mind of goodness, yes. Yep, Sattva. Nishivaya. And Prabhupada translates that by developing brahminical qualifications or the mode of goodness. So civilized human beings are who? People in the mode of goodness. Yeah. And nominally what? No, that's the opposite. So what is civilized human being? What are they called? It's mentioned here.
Brahmanas.
Yes, brahmanas. Why? Because their pursuit in life is to understand Brahman. Right? This is the implication. Of course, even being a brahmana is controversial, right? But it's this cultivation of self-realization, the cultivation of a proper understanding of spiritual identity, the ability to discriminate between matter and spirit. This is real learning. And it's the goal of the brahmanas, right? So there's four topics that have been mentioned in this verse. Four topics. Three in a similar category and one kind of unique or certainly different to the other three. What are the first three that are mentioned in the verse? Hands up if you think you know what they are. Ravi? Very good. Yes, suffering. Suffering. That's not mentioned here, but what he said is sufferings that arise from the activities of others, sufferings that arise from providence or the actions of the devatas, the higher controllers of the universe, right? And from what else? What's the word? First, what's the first word of the third line? Atmajam. from the self, from the mind and the body. So there's three types of sufferings. Right? And mentioned here, bhutanam. And what's the recommendation for resolving sufferings brought about by others? Caused by, notionally caused by others. What's the remedy? No.
Good behavior.
Yes. Kripaya. Be merciful to others. And Prabhupada says here, don't pinch them. Interesting. Don't pinch them. And of course, if we're not pinching them, that doesn't mean kill them and eat them. Right? Don't pinch them. What does he say? Or kill them. Isn't that interesting? Prabhupada says, I suffer when I'm pinched, right? Or killed, even worse. Right? So this is related interestingly to eating. Right? Eating. We live in a culture or in a society where the killing of animals and eating them is just what you do. But that's abhorrent to somebody who's living in the mode of goodness, or somebody who's living a progressive life where the absorption is in cultivating knowledge or learning or understanding, right? Being able to discriminate between sat and asat, permanent and impermanent, right? Prabhupada, in the Bhagavatam, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, it's mentioned that devotees are so absorbed and engaged in the pursuit of knowledge, of a proper understanding of things, they don't have time for creating trouble for others. They understand that everybody's self-interest is to understand who they are and to not identify with the temporary, in other words, the material body. What is it? Na sato vijyate bhavo, na bhavo vijyate sataha. Second chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. Right? That which is not existent has no duration. And that which is permanent has no cessation. So that's the living, that's us, the spirit soul. So the transcendentalists or the devotees or the brahmanas, if you like, right, or even the Aryans, and we generally probably in the social context, in the social environment that we live in, it's probably not a bad idea to not use the term Aryan in our presentations. Not because it's wrong, but because for others it brings a lot of baggage, cultural baggage, especially in Euro Anglo American culture, because it's attributed to the Nazi, to Hitler, basically, and Hitler's not very popular in European and American culture. In Indian culture, they didn't seem to mind too much about what the Germans were doing, because the Germans appreciated Aryan culture. So, oh, they're good, you know. Even Prabhupada mentions in places that Hitler did good for Germany, right? And he did. He rebuilt their economy. He restored a sense of pride in the German state, because after World War I, the Germans were thoroughly subjugated and humiliated, right? And amongst ourselves, we know what the meaning of Aryan is. It is progressive. That's why Krishna is chastising Arjuna as being un-Arya, because he was lamenting. Right? And Prabhupada says this is a quality of a Sudra, not the quality of a Brahmana. Right? Here's how a Brahmana responds to difficulties. Right? Here are the recommended processes. Be merciful to others. So how are we merciful to others? What do we do? Being Krishna conscious. Okay, yeah. But okay, what's our first form of mercy that we give others? Raise your hands if you think you know the answer.
Forgiveness.
Ooh, that's interesting. Yes, yep. Good observation. But we're talking about post-forgiveness. Prabhuji.
Should see every living entity with a living with an equal vision?
Ooh, very good. Yes, yep, very good. Not what I'm thinking about, though. Yes, all of these things.
Prasadam.
In the form of?
Mercy.
Huh?
Mercy.
Yes, but okay, yes, this is all correct.
Sharing knowledge,
yes, okay.
Love.
All you need is love, right? And you won't get the joke there. That was a famous Beatles song, number one. All you need is love. Yeah. Okay, how do we demonstrate love to others? Matsya? Yes, okay, all right. But look, practically, this is all stuff that we will do in terms of our behaviour, but how do we give love to others? What's our first activity?
Treat others the way you like to be treated.
Compassion.
Yes. Practical compassion. What is it?
Gratitude serving them.
Chani Hare Krishna. Sankirtan. Right? Sankirtan. That's the first. What did Lord Chaitanya do? Certainly he behaved properly himself, which is what you're talking about. But I'm talking about go out and give, be merciful to others. What is it? Kripaya Bhutajam. So how do we do it? What this indicates to me is that you're not doing it, because you don't know what it is. But the first thing is Sankirtan. Right? Am I right? Or am I just being a fanatic? Hare Krishna fanatic. Right? But that's what it is. It's Sankirtan. For the benefit of others. Before we even give them knowledge. Because you see, most people, they're in the deepest, darkest of ignorance. Even ourselves sometimes. We're devotees and still sometimes we're in ignorance. Hey, what are you guys doing there? You're having a different program, huh? Sankirtan. That's what Lord Chaitanya. Sankirtan prayer. Yajanti hi sumedasaha. The most intelligent It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, the most intelligent will associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the performance of what?
Sankirtan.
Yeah. So, in order to show compassion, in order to show forgiveness and tolerance and all of the other good qualities that we're cultivating as devotees, we give the holy name. Before we even give transcendental knowledge, they need to hear, we, and this, why we chant Hare Krishna, why we chant Japa, is so that we can also be merciful to ourselves, right? By associating with the holy name, by regular meditation on a Maha Mantra, we purify ourselves. We pursue an understanding. This is why it's called the science of self-realization. Right? And all of the other things that you said. But I would posit that the most important, just like I just met Nanda Gopal and Madan Mohini and the tree kids. And I said, where are you going? They said, we're going to Bendigo for the Easter parade. Oh, very good. Right? So the devotees, why are we going to the Easter parade? Well, we're not. We're sitting in the Bhagavatam class, but why are we chanting Hare Krishna in the streets? Yeah, show mercy to the people, where?
Walking in the street.
Walking in the street, yes, or standing on the street. Yep, show mercy. For many people, the hearing the holy name is the first contact that they have with Krishna. First contact, right? First contact. So great mercy is to hear the holy name. Okay, so that's, and of course giving prasadam and giving knowledge, transcendental knowledge, why we do book distribution.
The bus is starting from here,
9 o'clock. Oh, okay, so, okay, well, we'll finish early so you can have breakfast. Yeah. Okay, so being merciful to others, give the holy name, give prasadam, give books. This is what we do. Right. And that's good for us as well, because those activities are exalted. They're exalted activities. And this is Prabhupada's quotes from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, para upakar, right? Highest activities. The most munificent welfare work. Right? Okay. So, this is how we resolve suffering that comes about as a consequence of the behavior of others. Right? We're merciful to them. Now, what about suffering that comes about as a result of, or here Prabhupada says, imposed by providence? How do we resolve that based on what we've just read here?
Meditation.
What kind of meditation? Samadhi na. What kind of meditation does Prabhupada recommend? That's very interesting, isn't it?
Transcendental.
Yes. When suffering comes, well, it's very interesting because in the... And this is why studying Prabhupada's books is very interesting, because you get more than one perspective on a topic in the same verse. You get differing instructions. Basic principle is the same, right? So by trance or meditation. And so in the translation, Prabhupada says, practicing hatha yoga, pranayama, and so forth. By meditation in trance, one should counteract sufferings due to providence. Right? Meditation. And then for the sufferings coming from the body and the mind, pretty much the same thing. Hatha yoga, pranayama, and so forth. One should counteract suffering due to the body and mind. And that's compressed, if you like, into the statement in the purport. One cannot avoid the sufferings inflicted by providence, right? And neither can we get rid of sufferings that come from the body and the mind. So how do we resolve that? One should fully absorb oneself in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Oh, but then one says, Prabhupada says, one can avoid sufferings from the body and mind by practicing mystic hatha yoga. Ooh, that's interesting. How many of you are performing your hatha yoga exercises every day? One person. Very good. You're following Prabhupada's advice. That's interesting, isn't it? So, Deva... Adi Dayavika Klesh, Chan Hare Krishna. Very interesting, Chan Hare Krishna. Sufferings of the body and mind, practice Hatha Yoga. Interesting, huh? Okay, what was the fourth topic? Nidra. Yes, sleep. And how do we control sleep? Eating. Yes. Now, where is that? Actually, it's really, again, the mode of goodness. Especially in regard to eating, one should conquer sleep. Ooh. I think this is really, it's more of cultivating goodness, right? Sattva. A sattva lifestyle means simple living, right? And regulated living. Astikyam. Chantir Arjavam. Arjavam, simplicity, right? It's again a Brahminical quality that we're meant to cultivate. So, suffering is unavoidable, but it can be mitigated. And here's how we mitigate it, as Prabhupada mentions, recommends. Here's how, some ways to mitigate suffering. Suffering caused by others, be merciful. Kripaya bhuta jam. The sufferings that come about as a result of providence, cultivate tolerance, I guess, and that's done by chanting Hare Krishna. meditation, basically. And then also Atma, you know, Jam, Yoga Virjana. Which is Hatha Yoga, Pranayama, and so forth. Right? Yoga Virjana. Build up strength by yoga practice to tolerate the sufferings of the mind and the body. Very interesting. But we can also do that in one sense. Yoga practice for us and meditation is part of that. And yoga and pranayama are useful for chanting japa, right? Have you ever woken up in the morning with a disturbed mind? Have you ever done that? Please raise your hands if you've ever woken up with a disturbed mind. Yeah. So even when you're chanting japa, it's not easy to pacify the mind. Have you noticed that? You think, oh God, chanting Hare Krishna is so darn hard, I can't do it. Huh? Even Srila Prabhupada, when he was engaged in purchasing the land for Hare Krishna land in Juhu, in Auckland, Prabhupada was chanting japa, but then he put his beads down. He said, too disturbed, I can't chant. So, here's a simple method for calming the mind. If the mind is disturbed, sit down and do some pranayama. Very interesting. It's just a simple breathing technique, and do some asanas, and then what happens? You automatically become peaceful. Have you, anybody here done that? Experienced that? Yeah. Before I met the devotees, I used to be a yogi. Well, yogi bogey. But I noticed this. I noticed that when I would do a series of exercises, then that naturally, you know, hatha yoga exercises, which means controlling the breathing. And I learned this from a book, right? Iyengar's book. But I noticed that by performing the hatha yoga asanas, the mind became peaceful. It was one of the things that had, why I was curious about chanting, because I thought, ooh, there's a lot to this yoga stuff, right? My dad thought I was crazy. And, you know, on the one hand, I was a yogi, but then on another hand, I was going down to the pub and watching rock and roll bands and stuff. So it's all mixed up. This is not pure devotee stuff. This is confused pop culture. But the thing that struck me was the potency of these activities to calm the mind. I was open enough to want to be a yogi. So when I was practicing the pranayama and yoga asanas, I noticed, ooh, it's got potency. Huh? So when I was introduced to the Hare Krishna mantra, I thought, ooh, okay, we should take this seriously. Huh? So very interesting. Be merciful to others. Chant Hare Krishna to tolerate, you know, the difficulties of life broadly. And interestingly, Prabhupada recommends for managing the difficulties of the mind and the body, do Hatha Yoga. Far out. Right? And, of course, as civilized human beings, live a sattvic lifestyle so that the mode of ignorance is balanced by the cultivation of knowledge, because ignorance means, you know, more absorbed in the asat, not in the sat. Right? More absorbed in the temporary material nature, and ignorant then of the sat qualities and characteristics of our existence, of our original and true, real identity. Right? Very interesting. So for the devotees especially, Sankirtan. Super important for us. It's like the cornerstone of what we do for our own benefit and naturally for the benefit of others. And develop the qualities of tolerance and other devotional qualities, compassion also, forgiveness, by chanting Hare Krishna. And what we're doing now, listening, hearing the philosophy. And of course the philosophy is integral and you can't separate it from the practice. Right? Our philosophy is related to our practice. We're not, as Prabhupada says, we're not armchair philosophers that we just sit and talk about philosophy all day long. But rather, the philosophy underpins what we do. So here, Sankirtan, or being merciful to others, chant Hare Krishna to develop the tolerance to withstand or to forbear the difficulties of life, and yoga practice to manage the mind and the body. Engaging with the absolute, truth. Okay, so does anybody have any comments or questions? Yes, sir.
So now we're going to instruct how we should be tolerant and forgiving, but even for a devotee, wouldn't there be some circumstances where you will need to be angry at some circumstances? But I know that we should be forgiving, but are there some scenarios where you do need to like show a little bit of steam?
No. Ordinarily, no. No. In emergencies, maybe. But ordinarily, no. That's why the mode of goodness is recommended. In emergency, maybe, yes. Otherwise, why does Krishna tell Arjuna, kill these guys? Right? But we should understand that's in emergencies. Not that we think, okay, now I can run around a place and be angry with people. Because I'm a devotee. I know how to utilize things in Krishna's service. So, yes, we can, but no, we don't. How does that sound?
I understand it. Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Especially when we're young and fired up. I know, because I've done it myself. speaking from experience, you get better results from people if you're kind and gentle rather than yelling at them. Although sometimes you do have to yell at them.
Yeah. There was this time, like, after when I had my head shaved to expose my cecum, or when I went to my school, so many people respected it because I said it was religious, but even so many people laughed at it, and that just made me really upset and disappointing to hear that people were laughing at this even after I told them it was religious.
We have to tolerate. Don't get angry in that situation. That's what they want you to do. To demonstrate that you're not really religious. They'll tease you. And then they'll say, look at him, he's not very religious. Tolerance is more important than getting angry. But naturally you'll be upset. Naturally. But we have to hold on to that. Right? Look what happened to Jesus Christ. They put him on the cross and crucified him. So when we take to religious or spiritual life, we have to expect lack of appreciation from others, and we can't be upset by it. Well, we'll be upset. But we have to tolerate that. And so therefore, what does Prabhupada say? What does Kapila Dev say about a devotee?
A pure sadhu.
He is a sadhu. What are the qualifications of a sadhu? First qualification of a sadhu starts with a T.
Tolerance.
Yes, titiksha. Titikshava karunika. Right? So tolerant and merciful. So as Mataji, she's gone, she said forgiveness, forgiving. And we have to be very forgiving because most people are in ignorance, including ourselves sometimes. Right? So, we can use anger, but restraint is probably the more appropriate response. And, you know, we only will use anger in the defence of others, not in the defence of ourselves. And even then, with care. I would recommend. Anybody else?
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
So how to be compassionate and tolerant without being harassed? Where to draw the line?
Harassment?
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can resolve harassment by leaving the place. Right? Because, you know, what's the point of getting into an argument with a fool? Who's going to win the argument?
Yeah.
Right? There's shorts of a movie that I happened to, well, I guess unfortunately got saw, but it was very interesting. This lady was saying to the gentleman, do you like fighting? Because he was fighting, right? And he said, no, nobody wins fights. Right? Nobody wins a fight. And especially when we're preaching, we'll meet opposition wherever we go. Right? And even we may think, I defeated him. But very often an ignorant person is not, you know, defeated. They'll just say, that guy said, whatever. So that's why in many respects, well, it's interesting because there are two philosophies. There's the challenging, defeat everybody, Right? Champions. Or this is more humble, more measured approach. Make friends with people first before, you know, throwing your weight around. Get to know people. And especially in education, it's mentioned that you need to know your students before you can start teaching them, right? Because then we understand where that individual or that group of individuals' mindset is at, so that we can start building on their base learning. We can start adding information that builds their understanding, especially in spiritual subject matter, right? And spiritual life means regulation. It means do's and do nots, right? But people need to understand the purpose of those before they'll accept them. So if we go out bashing people up with the Bhagavad Gita, right, without thinking carefully about whether they're able to accept that information or not, could get us in trouble. We're discussing this on Friday. Have you heard of the Bible thumpers? You know what a Bible thumper is? No.
No.
Have you seen those fellows in Bourke Street Mall? And they hold a Bible up and they say, you have to surrender to Jesus.
Yeah.
And if you don't surrender to Jesus, you go to hell. Right? So same with Hare Krishnas, with Bhagavad Gitas. People don't like it. Right? They've already got animosity to God, right, to Krishna. They've already got that in spades, right? So we don't want to agitate that too much. So that's why making friends with people, chanting Hare Krishna, giving prasadam, giving books, but giving people an opportunity to absorb that information and be exposed to things that are beneficial for them without, you know... So, but on there are some occasions where, you know, with purity, a strong presentation will be effective also, right? So we need to gauge. Like sometimes devotees say to me, I get people, they're really interested in Krishna consciousness, but then when I mention the four regulated principles, they switch off. Right? So have a guess what? Don't mention the four regulated principles. Says don't mention it.
Or so early, don't mention it.
Huh?
Or don't mention so early.
Yeah. You know, Prabhupada in his first initiation initiated the devotees and told them they had a chance, you know, 16 rounds. But then he put up the rules and regulations on a notice board for initiated devotees in the ashram. And the devotees saw that. They go, "Oh, I didn't realise that." Right? And even the devotees was smoking cigarettes and going to the coffee shop and eating, you know, donuts and buns and things. So Prabhupada just hammered them. Ah, what do you do? You know, he didn't do that. He encouraged them to chant Hare Krishna and to hear the philosophy. And then gradually, he introduced the rules and regulations. Right?
Mm. Yeah.
What we tend to do as neophytes is, because we're learning all of the rules and regulations and we think everybody else has got to do what I'm doing. Right?
Yeah.
Prabhupada said to Rohini Kumar, he said, The rules and regulations are for us, not for others. Huh?
Yeah.
They're for us. So we take the rules and regulations very, very seriously. But for others, we're more lenient. Except for you guys, of course. That's you've got to follow. Okay. Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Sri Prabhupada Ki Jai Gaura Bhakta Brinda Ki Jai Harinam Sankirtana Ki Jai Harinam in Bendigo Ki Jai. Mahaprasadam Ki Jai. Hey, Lalita, how was your trip?
It was really good.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Jaya Jaya Gopalam Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari
Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya
Rama, Rama.